the documentary follows Adrienne and kind of her journey through mental health, including her being suicidal, suffering anxiety and depression and addiction. Are these symptoms common amongst those who are seeking psychedelic therapies?
Definitely. I think disconnection as well from society, from also themselves, is a key aspect of that. Loneliness, illness, there are many reasons. And we do live in a world in which it can be hard to access care that is effective and also cost effective.
Yeah, so I understand as well that you yourself have had personal experience with psychedelic medicine. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so I started my neuroscience degree and I actually heard the word psychedelic for the first time in a lecture. And I read a bit about them. I read actually Aldous Huxley's The Doors of Perception, which charts his first experience with psychedelic known as mescaline. And he described these compounds as a potential cure for mental illness in the future. Now, my mum had a mental illness and I was caught between being a doctor and being interested in creativity. And this seemed like a really good fit to pursue the study of these compounds. And from at that point, a very intellectual level. I was a nerdy girl, liked video games and Star Trek, so I wasn't going to any parties or anything like that. but unfortunately, in my final semester of neuroscience, I experienced a really severe trauma, sexual assault. And it totally changed who I was and how I showed up in the world. I didn't finish my degree. I actually dropped out for a time. I lost contact with a lot of my friends. Tension occurred between my family and I. And I actually didn't really remember who that person who was studying to become a neuroscience researcher was and how I could become her again. I tried conventional therapies. With PTSD, it's really tricky. With trauma, it's very tricky because sometimes that window, a therapeutic window, is very narrow and it can be hard to explore the actual trauma because you get triggered and your nervous system really gets very sensitive when you go into these memories. But psychedelics, including MDMA and psilocybin, help change the way you perceive these experiences and allow you to get closer to these emotions, to these memories. And by doing so, change your interpretation, your narrative around them so you can move forward.
So, I mean, obviously you have a very personal connection to psychedelics. Do you think that so far there has been enough research to kind of back regulatory approval in Australia? And do you think it's far away?
That's a really interesting question. Well, for MDMA, the phase 3 trials, which is the final phase before regulatory approval in America, are currently occurring. And results from the phase 2 studies were really profound. Initially, after the treatment, 54% of people no longer had PTSD.
Wow, and these people had, that's a high statistic.
It is, because often antidepressants, are, in terms of remission, are no more than around 35%. But the other extraordinary thing is that over the following year, this number often proves in trials to around 67 or 76% of patients no longer experiencing PTSD. And this is because they've had this opportunity to reinterpret and integrate these learnings into their life in that year afterwards. So results actually improve over time.
Now, looking towards specifically mental health, with the psychedelic medicines, would it be the kind of medicine similar to some antidepressants where you would just take it every single day and that would kind of even you out? Or would it be like other forms of antidepressants where you would undergo therapy while using the psychedelics?
Definitely, it would be medicine-assisted psychotherapy. And this is the concept of the medicine, the psychedelic, or MDMA, is a catalyst. The therapeutic process. Psilocybin, the active ingredient in these mushrooms, actually sensitizes you to the context of therapy. You're more open to change. And it does this on a neurological level. We have something called the default mode network. We have different networks in our brain, these systems that help regulate how we are and how we interact with our world, our self-narrative. And we see that under the influence of psilocybin, this key network changes. It becomes more open and actually communicates more with various parts of the brain. And this is how we see and how we theorize that psychedelics generate new ideas about the self, about connection, about your place in it and your self-agency to move forwards with your life.
Melissa, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.